Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On this week's Thursday episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, we talk about the AFC and NFC championship games in the NFL, previewing who we think is going to win, what the scores might be, our betting odds, who we're picking, totals, and all that. We also talk about who our preferred Super Bowl matchups are, and half the podcast thinks Tom Brady won't make another Super Bowl. Let's get to it. What up, what up, what up? It's your man, Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. As always, joined by Adam and Zion. What's going on, fellas? Adam, before you say anything, Zion, we have to talk about how this is a tough day for our man, Adam.
Because it's a very tough day. Very tough.
Adam, do not say anything.
Let us talk.
Someone you admire deeply is transitioning power and starting a new life. And we know this is very difficult for you, and you are having a tough time with it. And it's something we all saw coming, even though there was doubts and there was yells of why is this happening and cloudiness of facts and what they could do. But this, we know this is a very tough time for you, Adam. So do you want to address anything with the audience before we start?
Philip Rivers probably should be in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not shedding any tears. And you two trying to play the long game and make people think I voted for Trump and I'm sad that asshole is out of the goddamn White House. You two can go fuck yourselves.
Yo, that was a great, clap for Adam. He figured it out from the start. Wow, that's a great play right there.
We had it all set up.
Did you take lessons from Big Show over there trying to do the long play?
We had this long play set up where we – I applaud you, Adam.
Wow, he called it out. He knocked out both of the wow.
He got us, Zion. We had him and he got us. Damn it. Wow. Adam.
I've been around the world a little bit, a few more times than you two, okay? I'm not some spring chicken over here.
I commend you, Adam, for wow, – are you sad
was,
about
that was Philip? Impressive.
I am not sad, although, you know, the question is, did Philip Rivers play more seasons in the NFL or does he have more children? Which one would you pick?
I mean, he played 17 seasons in
the NFL. He has about 17 kids also, so it's about the same number.
He's got nine kids. You know, we might have some unknowns we don't know about.
Allegedly. Put allegedly in front of that one.
The best tweet I saw was from Will Compton from the Tennessee Titans. He said, Philip Rivers finally pulled out.
Well done. Well done. Very well done. Listen, Philip Rivers, as I said before, he actually quasi has Hall of Fame numbers.
He's making the Hall of Fame. I can't believe people don't think him and Eli are both.
Eli with the two Super Bowls is making the Hall of Fame.
Wait. Don't compare him to Eli.
I'm not comparing. I'm just saying.
Said they're both shoo-ins for the Hall of Fame.
I wouldn't say Philip Rivers is a shoo-in. I think he should get in based on his numbers, but people are going to hold the fact that he never played in a conference championship game.
He played in one. Against him. Didn't he play in one? He played in one.
Which game am I drawing a blank on?
I thought he played in one. Maybe he didn't.
I don't think he did. I mean, I think he's like the Chris Paul of – Chris Paul went to a conference championship, so scratch that. I don't think – I'm drawing a blank. I don't think Philip Rivers ever went to a conference championship game. I could be wrong. I'll quickly look it up when, you know, you guys are talking. But he has the numbers to get in the Hall of Fame. He just doesn't have the postseason success. But I'm not sad. I think it's smart.
I can't believe you snuffed that out.
I think it's smart that he's bowing out when he is before it gets really, really ridiculous. And I hope to God that the Colts do not go after Sam Darnold so that the Jets can talk to the Texans about getting Deshaun Watson. So there you go.
Do you have any comments on your man A-Rod's fits at the inauguration?
A-Rod is a living legend, and anyone who doesn't respect the GOAT needs to get with the fucking program. That man is a pillar of society and should be lauded and applauded. Pillar of society. Lauded, applauded, and there should be a statue of A-Rod outside Yankee Stadium.
What?
Yes.
This man has a man crush on A-Rod?
A-Rod, how can you not have a man crush on A-Rod?
You clearly have a man crush on A-Rod if you're saying the Yankees should have a
Who's a better Yankee?
Derek Jeter doesn't have a statue outside Yankee Stadium. Why wasn't A-Rod
but A-Rod's way better than
A-Rod won an MVP with the Yankees, pal.
Derek Jeter, bro? You're Are you comparing the impact of Derek Jeter to A-Rod with the Yankees?
Who offensively? I know. Listen, by the way, Matsui.
There,
no, real quick.
There's
real,
no stats that could save this argument.
Hideki Matsui obviously won the World Series MVP in 2009. It really should have been Mariano Rivera. But
that's
who
a fact
was responsible? Who was responsible offensively for the carrying the Yankees in the postseason?
Bro,
it was Derek Mr. Alex
Jeter.
Rodriguez.
Are you nuts? Are you nuts right now?
You're not showing proper respect to one of the greatest shortstops in Major League Baseball history.
You're not showing respect to the face of the Yankees of the
Derek
past
Jeter was
years.
Was an incredible Yankee. But A-Rod was a much better shortstop and an infinitely better offensive player.
It doesn't matter. You're talking about New York. Derek Jeter embodied New York. It wasn't.
Stop
it's
drinking,
not even about
stop,
stats.
Stop drinking the Jeter Kool-Aid, okay? Jeter was
nuts.
Good.
You're nuts. You said A-Rod to get a statue before Derek Jeter. We need to move on.
Do the Yankees opinion, even do stat? Wait, hold up, hold up. I'm not. Do the Yankees even do statues?
No,
do
I want them to make an exception.
So they have no statues. So there's like 19 other Yankees that can
get
statues before these two.
You get a plaque in Monument Park if you're worthy of it. Although then again, they're giving them out like candy, you know, to every Yankee that played in the late 90s. But A-Rod,
like who? Give us an example of who has a plaque that you think doesn't deserve it.
Like
Andy,
I mean, like Andy Pettit's going to get a plaque. Like there's some other guys I think a little suspect. Like Paul O'Neill had a good run, but like, does he really deserve a plaque in Monument Park?
I have no idea.
Let's not linger on this too much. This
I know because we're going to lose too many people here. This is deep.
Well,
in the
if you're listening, let us know who's better, Derek Jeter or Alex Rodriguez.
It's not
Alex
who's better, bro. It's who means more to the franchise, like Derek Jeter.
Okay, but I just want you quickly before we move on to the NFL picks or other relevant sports talk here. I just want you to acknowledge that Alex Rodriguez was the infinitely better player, certainly offensively, and the better shortstop.
With assistance, but yes.
Thank you.
With assistance.
I don't really care about that. They should legalize steroids.
Let's move on to our NFL picks, as Adam said. I'm very sad, guys. We only have 6 NFL games left this season. I'm very sad.
6?
Yeah, 6.
6? What are you talking about?
3. We only have 3 NFL games.
You're making up games?
I thought
the Browns got a consolation.
Yeah, I thought the Browns got
the fifth place.
I thought the Browns got to play the Ravens this week. And yeah, we're still playing. My bad. I was thinking, okay, there's 3 games left. Conference championship this weekend, and then obviously the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. That makes me very sad. Because I love football, and it's now
It's basketball season, boy.
But this basketball season is so boring. Other than Kevin Durant, there's nothing that I want to watch.
Excuse me, your Cavaliers are going through the drama right now with Kevin Porter Jr. trying to get his way off the team.
Yeah, that's
come
not
to the
fun.
Nets, Kevin. Come to the Nets.
That's not fun. What do you
that's
mean?
Not
that's
gonna
not
do anything for them.
That's not fun, Adam. There's nothing fun about this.
It's also not fun when your team doesn't score 100 points, so I get it. Yeah, it's going to suck this year to be a Cavaliers fan.
We have the number one defense in the NBA.
By the way, the Cavs play the Nets tonight and Friday.
Don't let us win one of those games, Zion.
We'll give you one just to give you some moral confidence.
You know, do you know Kyrie has only played back in Cleveland one time since he
got
there?
Yeah, you mentioned that on Tuesday's podcast.
Kyrie shut his shout out to Kyrie. Kyrie's back, like I said.
Why are we shouting out Kyrie?
No beard. He shaved off the beard. He's wearing earrings at practice now. He's a different
What does any of that mean? You just made it like, what does any of that mean?
You know, when Kyrie shaves the beard, just watch what's about to happen.
Before we get to the NFL picks, can you please explain to us why this man is going on his press interviews looking like he's being forced to play in the NBA and make millions of dollars?
He's being forced to do interviews. That's what he's being forced to do.
That's also part of your job when you're in the NBA. That's what you sign up for.
No,
I'm not. It's in the collective bargaining agreement, pal. Why don't you read it?
That's cool, but let him do what he wants.
You are required to do media when you sign an NBA contract.
Let him do what he wants. Just win games.
All right, real quick, young Zion, since you are a novice when it comes to gambling, are you going to lay the 10.5 points on Wednesday night?
Well, this game's going to be – by the time this airs, this game's going to be over.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm just curious. How are you feeling, pal? You think your Nets are going to blow them out by 11 or 12 points?
No, because Jared Allen's going to have about 30 and 20.
Revenge game? Jared Allen revenge game?
Yeah. And we don't have a backup big.
I mean, the thing is, until Drummond gets traded, I don't – like, how much is Jared Allen going to play? They're trying to showcase –
Jared Allen is better than Andre Drummond.
Yeah, but they're trying to showcase Andre Drummond so they can trade him, Zion. That's the whole
point. Andre Drummond is basura.
But he came on the podcast. Shout out to him.
Yeah, don't do that to our podcast. Andre Drummond was a great on the pod. Also, real quick, we do have to talk about our Tuesday pod because people are very upset about UD's comments about James Harden.
They take it. They blew it out of proportion.
They are taking it way too seriously.
Like he didn't. He was joking. He was joking for the most part. He was joking.
So I think he was joking about the I would have aged 15 years.
Yeah, people took that way too seriously.
I think he was being a little bit serious about James Harden, the fit in the Miami Heat culture. Have been the thing, but people were taking it way too seriously and blowing it out of proportion and being very mean to UD, who I would not be mean to because UD is a scary individual. He will fight all of you guys.
Wait, real quickly. You mean people took a comment out of context on the internet?
Well, I think there was plenty of context. I don't even think, to be honest.
There was context because you had to watch the clip to see that part and people were referencing. So I think people took the context. I think they just tried to, they're like, why does it, like the biggest thing people were saying is why does a 32-year-old need an OG? Like we didn't just see James Harden act like a child for 3 months trying to get out of Houston though. And whatever, he got out, whatever, he's out. He looks happy with the Nets and everything. But it's like UD's job on the Heat is to kind of keep things together.
He's basically a player coach.
Yeah, and like there was already rumors that Riley didn't think this could work. I don't know. I think people took it way out of context.
But let them take it out of context because you know what? Because
that clip went crazy, yes. But I also think none of those people would say that to UD's face. So I also think that. Did I see Sean Merriman tweet that he wants KG and UD to fight and offered to get them to fight in person?
That's a bold if KG would ever take that fight, I would take you down as him. I'm not gonna lie. Because every single old player has called out KG for being a fake tough guy. Shout out to KG, we love you. He came on the podcast too.
Yeah, we have no horse.
Yeah, we have no horse in this race, but if I had to bet on somebody.
But a lot of people have said what UD said. A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that.
Ray Allen even hates the 2008 Celtics.
We remember too when Melo pulled up on the bus after they had their little game at the Garden. Melo pulled up in the bus and KG didn't come off the bus.
And then there's some questions about the Honey Nut Cheerios thing even said? Like, there's been some questions about KG's, but let him tell it, but. Actually, real quick before we get to the NFL picks again, we're just rambling on here. Adam, you're not going to be watching. Zion, who's going to win this McGregor fight on Saturday?
McGregor's fighting on Saturday.
You didn't know that? McGregor's fighting on Saturday. Yeah, you didn't know this?
I've been literally blanked out. I didn't even know he was fighting on Saturday. Is this a boxing match or UFC?
No,
match?
UFC. It's Fight Island. He's on Fight Island on Saturday.
I'm going to be honest with you. I blanked out. I've been focused on NBA primarily, but.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to be tapped in because whenever McGregor fights, I get tapped in. Adam, are you going to watch on Saturday? Are you going to watch McGregor?
Fuck no. Okay. I don't fuck with MMA. I mean, that's other people's, prerogative.
You can't wait to watch Jake Paul fight Floyd Mayweather.
No, I don't want to see that either. I want to see legitimate boxing matches that are coming up. The schedule's going to start popping in February and March, but YouTube boxing announcers don't give a shit about that.
Against Ryan Garcia.
Just because we are the boxing experts and you don't know anything about
We're the ones who said Ryan Garcia was going to win that fight, unlike you.
Oh, shit. The two of you are so full of shit when it comes to boxing. It's incredible.
Going to the NFL.
Okay, but I'm going to say Conor McGregor wins this weekend since I'm the only one aware, apparently, that is going on. Conor McGregor wins this weekend. I'm actually going to take first round knockout. That is my bet of the weekend.
Nets and Heat play on Sunday.
Wait, the Nets and Heat play?
Yeah, on Sunday, I believe.
You know James Harden saw UD's comments. He might try and drop 50. He might try and drop
50. Hopefully.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the NFL picks. So somber because NFL's ended. First game. I think this is the first game. I don't know the order of these. Bucks at Packers. Packers in Lambeau, favored by 3 points. Money line's -125. Over/under is 51. This is the consensus. Hold on.
I gotta check the weather real quick.
Check the weather, Zion. Zion on the weather. I'm gonna guess it's gonna be cold. Maybe some snow flurries.
I can tell you the weather, pal. You don't have to check it.
This is the consensus line. It has moved around a little bit. Adam, you go first because I'm sure you're gonna have a stat about it.
I have a lot of stats to drop on you, but real quick, young Zion, the weather forecast for Sunday in Lambeau is You see it? It's about 20 degrees, roughly, you know.
20 degrees?
Mid to low 20s, and you have a roughly 45 to 50% chance of snow.
Oh, man.
So that means you have a 43-year-old washed quarterback in the mind or in the opinion of young Zion. Washed. You've said washed about 9 million times.
Say it again. Podcast.
The 43-year-old washed quarterback, according to young Zion, playing in the 20-degree weather in the snow with a roster full of guys who don't want to play in the cold, who aren't used to it, going up against Aaron Rodgers, who has been pretty goddamn prolific against the spread over his career. Rodgers has covered 61% of his games at home during his career. And while Tom Brady is 12-2 in the postseason when the mercury is lower than 30 degrees at kickoff, he's just 7-6-1 against the spread and those same conditions. And he is just 2-3 against the spread in AFC championship games with the Patriots when they've been on the road. I have other stats I can drop on you guys. I'm getting a little lengthy and wordy with these, basically I'm saying all this to say that I'm loving Aaron Rodgers and the Packers -3.5. When you can get Rodgers at home, less than a touchdown, you have to take it. And I know the Buccaneers beat the shit out of the Packers back in October, but that was in Tampa. They played
it. And it was fluky. Aaron Rodgers is rarely Aaron Rodgers never throws pick sixes, and he rarely throws
1 of 3 in his career, and he almost beat 2 that night. And the Buccaneers did a great job of getting to him. I think 18 of 41 dropbacks was the stat I saw. The Buccaneers basically pressured Rodgers, and he threw like shit that night. But
I'm taking
Packers -3. Again, I'm getting wordy here, but if you're getting him less than a touchdown in this situation, I don't see why you wouldn't load up on him.
Zion, what are you thinking?
Oh, is that the last time? How much points did the Saints score last week?
20. 30-20 was the final score, I believe.
Oh. Because I feel like that was the last time when they played Aaron Rodgers, the last time the Bucs actually looked like a dominant defense. But
Devin White looked like an amazing football player on Sunday against the Saints. He dominated that game.
I think the same way that you couldn't allow, you didn't think Tom Brady could be beat a third time, I don't think Aaron Rodgers could be beat a second time, especially in the playoffs at home.
I was right about that, by the way.
You were.
Let's rewind to Adam telling me.
No, I don't think you were right. You kind of lucked out a bit. Because it wasn't Tom Brady that won that game last week. It was the defense.
Adam went on and on and about how teams win the third game and all that. And
I had a great stat for it, but I can't handicap for Drew Brees throwing 4 goddamn interceptions. Having 4 turnovers. I can't handicap for that.
I think if Jameis plays that whole game, they win, to be honest.
That's a hot take.
Hey, I think Jameis is better than Drew Brees now. Well, now
I mean, Drew Brees' career's over.
Drew Brees has an arthritic shoulder.
But yeah, I don't think the Bucs can beat Aaron Rodgers.
Why? Why don't you think they can beat them though?
Number one, Aaron Rodgers isn't Drew Brees, and I think he's not going to make those same mistakes turning the ball over. And once he gets cooking early, there's no chance.
Here's why. What's the money split, Adam? Look up the money split for this for me while you can.
Split right now currently has 56% of the money coming in on Green Bay.
So my because I think my head is telling me when I think about this game, I just think about it. My head is saying Green Bay should win this easily.
I want to say easily.
Whenever that happens, then I start to put context to it. Adam, the Packers aren't one of the better teams covering this season. They have not covered win at a consistent basis. Am I correct? The two best teams at covering this season were the Ravens and the Bills, right?
The Dolphins up there too during the regular season.
But I'm talking playoff teams. The Packers, as we've talked about a little bit earlier this week, they should have beat the Rams by more. They were a little inconsistent. They still weren't really gelling to their full capabilities. That defense isn't great, which is making me think that I need to swerve here and go with the Buccaneers. Because, yes, I get it. Tom Brady in cold weather, that's tough. He's old. His bones are brittle. I get it. But do you guys know what the Bucs do? They play good defense, and they have a pretty solid running game.
Do they?
Leonard Fournette has been playing very well the past 2 weeks, Ian. He has been playing.
I don't know if they have a solid running game. They have a average.
I think that it's getting better over the weeks. I think that they have the defense. I think the formula is there for the Bucks to win, but is Aaron Rodgers going to do Aaron Rodgers things and just win it for the Packers? That's like the biggest thing I keep coming back to, and I'm not sure.
Listen, this is the GOAT Bowl.
The GOAT Bowl. Why? What do you
skillfully
mean?
Well, I think Pat Mahomes is eventually going to take.
Yeah, because
both,
like
both categories Mahomes eventually, right, but I think as of right now, skill wise, Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
Okay.
And Tom Brady obviously is the GOAT, resume wise. So this is a battle of the GOATs, and I'm picking the guy with the skill because Tom Brady is not what he used to be, for one. And Aaron Rodgers, I just think there's too much on the line for him. There's nothing on the line for Brady. But
he's trying to prove a lot, Zion. He's trying to prove he can do it outside of New England. He's trying to prove he can do it outside of New England.
But this is the thing. Even if he wins, if Tom Brady wins, and let's say that he wins like they won last week, mm-hmm. the way they won last week.
No one remembers that in the long run. They'll just remember Tom Brady won.
But is Tom Brady getting the credit for that?
Yes, because he'll always get the credit.
Eli won two Super Bowls. If you know how many times I've heard it was the defense. It was the defense.
But this is Tom Brady, bro. History will always just remember Tom Brady got to another Super Bowl and he did it without Bill Belichick.
But I think I still think more is on the line for Aaron Rodgers because number one, you haven't been there.
Well, more is on the line for Aaron Rodgers for sure. But I'm just not agreeing with you that Brady has nothing to prove in this.
Yes, your take 2 minutes ago that Tom Brady has nothing to prove is one of the worst goddamn takes you've ever heard on this podcast.
I don't think it's more so he doesn't have anything to prove. Of course, he has something to prove, but it's just not that important compared to the scale of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers' legacy is on the line. He has to get to a Super Bowl.
Is his legacy on the line?
I think so because
you are uttering some awful takes right
now. No, I'm not saying, like I said, Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT skillfully, but the consistent inability to make the big game, he's obviously won it before. Consistent inability to be in the Super Bowl. Not even win the Super Bowl. Be in the Super Bowl.
He's only been to one. He's one for one. He's only been to one.
That's gonna be a gripe on his resume.
It's pretty nuts that this is the first time he's going to be at home for an NFC Championship game. This is his fifth one, sixth one, and the rest of them were all on the road.
And he lost a whole bunch.
They lost. I mean, they got demolished last year. They were in the NFC title game last year. San Francisco put 40 on them. It was 40-3 or 40-7. I think this is a close game. I've been rolling with the Bucks all year. I'm going to keep rolling with the Bucks. Give me Bucks +3 and give me under 51. I think it's going to be cold. I think it's going to come down to defense, and I think I trust the Buccaneers defense to make more plays. I think that's what it is.
I mean, I don't know. I just think number one, the cold. Aaron Rodgers. If there's anybody in the league who knows how to play in these conditions, it's him.
That's true. That's very true.
But I don't know. I think it's just way more on the line. We lost Adam here. I don't know where he went.
Adam disappeared.
Adam disappeared.
Adam flew to Mar-a-Lago.
I was so appalled by your terrible Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers takes. Bro, I had to get off Zoom.
Bro, number one, do never call my Tom Brady takes horrible again because y'all called it horrible in the beginning of the season. I was looking.
Okay,
Zion, he is in the NFC Championship game, Zion.
That's number one. And number two, pal.
It's not because of him.
Number two, pal. If you actually look at some of his downfield passing stats, he was one of the best, if not best, passers this year on passes over 20 plus yards.
Stop. Number one, his pass to Godwin, he didn't put on the money. He should have put. He is one of the best
downfield passers this year. That is a fact.
But go look at the stats.
But when you have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk, who else? Cameron Brate.
You just Scotty Miller. That's the first and only time that Cameron Brate's going to be mentioned.
Antonio Brown.
AB has a knee injury.
He may not even play. Yeah.
You have no excuse to not be good with those weapons.
Okay, but you still have to put the ball in their vicinity. You still have to put it in the windows.
Bro.
Adam, what are you going with the total here? Because I'm going Bucks +3. And under 51, what are you going with?
I mean, the way you're swerving and taking the Bucks for all the reasons, I'm kind of swerving and taking the under here.
I took the under too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the over. 75% of the bets right now are coming in on the over, which I'm not surprised. It's a reachable number for these two teams, given they're going, you know, their pedigree of being offensive teams. But
Zion, you would take the over? You take over 51?
51. I could see a 28-27 game. Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. Yeah. Only has to be 26-25 for reach
20. Zion's good at math. Zion's got the math down to be a gambler.
Yeah, 26-25, that's a typical NFL score right there, pal.
Obviously not, but like that's what you need. Just 26.
I'm seeing a 27-22 game. Wait, what's that math add up to though?
That would be an under.
Yeah, exactly. See, there's no swerve, Adam. I'm with you. We're both on the
under. But 60% of the money is on the under. But again, 75% of the bets is on the over, which is typical, you know, square behavior right there.
Well, give me out of 1 to 10, how excited are you guys for this game? Just as a football fan, like...
I would say I'm at a 9, and unfortunately the NFL, because this is pre, you know, ordained, this game is the early game. This should be the late game.
Well, they flip them every year. They flip them every year.
But this based on the matchup and who's playing, this should be the no. You know, if you could flex this game, obviously this game would be the late game, but they can't.
Zion, where are you as like a more casual football? Where are you as 1 to 10 on excitement?
As a Tom Brady hater, casual. Where are you?
Yeah. Casual. I'm not a casual.
You've been telling us all season how you hate that football.
No, I'm a diehard Giants fan. How am I a casual?
Okay, where's your excitement level for this game on a 9 to 10? I'm curious.
I'm more excited for the Chiefs Bills game.
See, it's an age thing, Adam.
Nah, I would say I'm excited for this. I'm more excited to see Tom Brady lose. That's where my excitement stems from. But okay. I think from a joy aspect, if Pat Mahomes is playing, we're getting a lot of talent.
Let's do this after. I have a question, but let's do it after we talk about this next game. So let's talk about the AFC title game, Chiefs Bills in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes practiced today, guys, and I can't believe people actually doubted that he wasn't going to play in this game, as if Roger Goodell wasn't going to make sure that that didn't happen. So
he's playing concussed.
The line is the consensus line I see is Chiefs -3. Adam, I imagine that's going to go up, right? I would imagine
it depends. I mean, again, I read something earlier this week that there were odds makers ready to install the Bills as 7-point favorites if Mahomes was ruled out earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. That seems preposterous. If the Bills were 7-point favorites, you would have seen everyone and their mother flooding and taking the Chiefs, even if Chad.
Well, they never did that.
They never did that. Yeah, it was a hypothetical thing.
Yeah.
But the line has fluctuated a little bit. Some places opened it. 2.5, some places open at 3.5. I think I even saw it some places at 4. It's roughly staying around 2.5 for the most part. You can do some shopping, get at 3. But
The consensus is up to 3.
So you want to leave it at 3?
Let's do it at 3. I like it better at 3. Okay. Adam, go first. What do you think? Patrick Mahomes playing.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, we're going to assume right now that Mahomes is playing because it's leaning that way, and that shouldn't be that big of a surprise. I don't have as many stats as I tried to reel off for the Packers-Buccaneers game, but I'll give you 3 real quick. The Chiefs are 0-8-1 against the spread in their last 9 games. They have not been blowing out teams.
But what was the average amount of spread for those games? It had to have been
it was much. 8 points. There were some double-digit point spreads. Yes. But in general, they haven't been covering. Although, again,
but there's never been one that's as low as -3.
Yes, context. Yeah, as Chops is alluding to, this is one of the lowest lines that the Chiefs have had as favorites in a while.
I mean, they didn't cover last week, but the spread was, you know, it's like.
Exactly. That's another example. Yeah. Now, the Bills are 9-1 against the spread in the last 10 games. They have been covering like machines and entered the playoffs as one of the hottest teams, although there are some defensive issues that I'm worried about heading into this one. And the final stat I'll give you right now is that Josh Allen is 8-2-2 against the spread as a road underdog in his career. With Mahomes' situation and the fact that the Chiefs just haven't quite looked as world beaters as we've seen recently. I'm leaning towards the Bills here getting 3 points. So give me Buffalo, mark me down.
Wait, you're picking Buffalo to win too?
I said +3, pal.
So do you think they win though? You have to tell us if you think they win.
Do I think they win? I can envision the Bills winning this game.
That's soft. Because I can envision the.
If you're putting,
I can envision me with $1 billion later tonight. Tell us something.
Are the Bills going to win, Adam?
If you're putting a gun to my head, we are. Mike and the Mad Dog, I'm going to say no. The Chiefs are going to win.
What? Okay.
You're a waffler. All that to waffle.
That means nothing to me.
You're a waffler.
Zion, you're up. All that to waffle, Adam. You're nonsense. No more picks. Talking no nonsense. More picks for Adam.
Yeah. Anyway, after that nonsense spewing, yes, Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to go back to the Super Bowl. If Pat Mahomes is playing, I know he's practicing, but we still have to see. But yeah, I just think they have too much firepower. The offense is going to cook. Even I thought the offense was still going to cook with Chad Henne, to be honest.
One bad throw out of there, it sort of did. But the Bills defense is better than the Browns.
The Bills defense is better, but
not against the run. The Bills defense isn't good against the run. And Andy Reid beat them earlier this year with the run game. That's just something to keep in mind.
I think the Bills the Bills, too, offensively, they've been a little shaky. Last week was bad. They didn't play well last week. They got bailed out by a Lamar pick six. Yes, they got bailed out. Should have been a Ravens Chiefs game, but that's another story. But I just think Mahomes too good. I think the defense will do enough to win. It will be a fun matchup, though. We got Tyreek. We got Stephon Diggs on the other side. That's why I think this is the more fun.
You got Tyron Matthew out there. You got the Chiefs defense is pretty good going against Josh Allen. Like, I think this is a very good matchup. My thing here is, granted, I'm assuming Mahomes plays because he's practicing. I'm assuming he plays. I just don't think that anybody can beat the Chiefs when they're at full strength and when they're clicking. We've seen it time and time again. Andy Reid is what would we say, a top three coach in the NFL right now? Which is crazy to think. What he's like, remember when Andy Reid?
Yeah.
Remember when Andy Reid couldn't win in the playoffs with Don McNabb?
But that's even the thing. Even though he didn't win, I thought he was still a really good coach.
He was, but he had clock management issues. Everybody's like, oh, what's Andy Reid doing? But now you look at him, he's going for it on fourth and two and converting in like the biggest balls in the history of the NFL. You know, so it's like, Andy Reid's transformation into this super genius coach is like remarkable, and it's cool to see. But this team's getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire back, it seems. Sammy Watkins coming back.
Oh, Sammy's back too.
Tyron Matthew is, I think, the most important player in this game other than the quarterbacks. Adam, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But what does Josh Allen like to do, Adam?
Be mobile.
Be mobile. What does Honey Badger like to do? He likes to free roam around, be up at the line of scrimmage, disrupt things. I think Honey Badger is going to make Josh Allen's day miserable on Sunday. I think you're going to see a turnover force by Honey Badger in this game, whether a fumble, because you know Josh Allen is just begging to fumble the ball. He almost did it in the Ravens game.
He has some ball security issues.
Yeah, you know Josh Allen's going to give you an opportunity for a turnover. So I think the Chiefs are going to turn him over. I think they actually win by kind of a healthy margin here. I'm sorry, Bills Mafia. I realize everybody is rooting for Bills Mafia because you want something new. You like the new story. Stephon Diggs is awesome. Like he's showing the AP off, you know, after the games and everything. I love it. But I just think the Chiefs, granted Mahomes is healthy, is going to come out and take care of business. Give me Chiefs -3. I think the Chiefs win. So we actually all are picking the Chiefs to win this game, even though Adam thinks the Chiefs do it by under 3 points somehow.
I can pick a team to win, but
Adam is soft.
Closer than the point spread. That's legitimate.
What are we thinking about the total here, Adam? Where would you go? Because it's just this screams over, but
it does. The problem is, actually, I'm looking at it right now. I'm kind of surprised by this. There are more bets on the under, and I think that has to do with Mahomes' situation than anything else. Than on the over, because typically it's only 50 for these two teams, and you expect those teams.
I have 53, Adam. I have 53.
Oh, I'm sorry. It opened at 50. It's currently up to 53. You're right. Yeah, it's up at 53. So up to 53. So there's been movement. It's ticked up, and I guess people are going the other way here. I will lean again towards the under if it's up to 53 or 54, whatever it's currently at, depending on your book. Just as a swerve here, but 62% of the bets actually are on the under now that's ticked up so many points. So I'm leaning towards another under here. And if Mahomes ain't playing, then definitely
he's playing. Stop that.
There's like a 1% chance he doesn't play.
But it's under 1% chance, Adam.
Oh, you got sources?
1%. You got sources?
Sources?
I know how Roger Goodell operates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been talking about Roger?
I think the Chiefs, don't think when you said people are rooting for the Bills, I don't think people are rooting as
I'm not rooting for the fucking fuck the yeah. Bills.
No, the Bills have the Bills Buffalo. Have that team of destiny. No, we're the underdog. They have that.
I goal. Love but, seeing yeah. new blood in these championship games, but if you think yeah. for one fucking second I want to see Buffalo in the Super Bowl,
you two hell are different. No. You two are different because you're New Yorkers.
Nah, but not even that. I think I think people want to see Pat Mahomes dominate the league for the next couple of years. I think people
would you rather see Pat Mahomes face Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Yes,
or
obviously I would. But people are rooting for you. Guys are crazy if you don't think the people, the general public. If you poll the general public, the Bills.
No,
are,
but you're making it seem like it's a Patriots type, like a Patriots type.
No, of course it's
difference.
Not. Course
like, it's, I think it's. I think a lot of people are rooting for the Chiefs because we want to see Pat Mahomes. Like I want to see Pat Mahomes become the GOAT. To be honest, I want to see him reel off 3, 4, 5 championships.
As long as he lets Baker sneak one in there, we're fine.
Well, Baker's not sneaking.
That ain't happening, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
Little do you guys know, but we're building.
Wait one second. What happened to your undying support for your boy Lamar Jackson, there, pal?
Lamar can't get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Lamar could get one in eventually. Lamar's 22.
Lamar's happy because his boy Trump pardoned Kodak, so Lamar's fine right now. Lamar's chilling.
Yeah, Lamar, we're going to get Lamar one. We're going to get more, one eventually, but Pat Mahomes got to get like 5 or 6.
Wow, you jumped off that Lamar bandwagon like
he did, Adam. He did leave the Lamar bandwagon.
How did I jump on?
Bro, Zion, he lost on Saturday night and you were gone. You were gone.
I did not jump off. I did not jump. Hey, pause. I did not jump off any bandwagon. Lamar Jackson's still my guy.
It sounds like Mahomes is your guy now, buddy. It sounds like you were
Mahomes. Number one, Mahomes is part black, so yeah, I still support Patrick Mahomes for being a black QB. But like at the end of the day, I want to see him be the GOAT because I think he can be the GOAT, and he should be the GOAT, and he's getting paid like the GOAT. So
I think you're a little headed. I think you're a little ahead of yourself on the GOAT talk. I just think you guys are crazy if you don't think like normal, like just like everyday people are like go Bills, like. Because they're like the everyman's fan base. Like I can tell you, a lot of people from Cleveland are like, "Yo, go Bills!" Yeah,
That's some Rust Belt shit, pal. Okay, that's not.
It is Rust Belt shit. It is Rust Belt shit for sure. But that's football fans. That's like what football fans are fucking into. You know, I don't know. So we're all on the Chiefs. I'm kind of unexpected level of interest in this game. 1 to 10, Adam, go.
6.
So a 6 compared to a 9 for the other one. Zion. Yeah.
I mean, this game we're gonna know the other game before this game, so I guess my interest is going to be like at 9 at that point. But I think the Nets do play the Heat at the same time, similar time, so that interest goes down just by default to like 6 or 7, because I'll be watching them.
Actually, you know what? I might actually rather prefer to see the Heat and Nets play.
Yeah, he's drunk. You've had worse takes than me on this podcast.
Let me ask you guys this. What's the preferred QB matchup in the Super Bowl? Obviously Mahomes. Rogers. Mahomes versus Brady or Mahomes versus Rodgers?
Rodgers.
You want the two
I don't agree.
It's not even close. Bro, it's not Tom Brady. This is not the Tom Brady.
It is, though. Zion, he's still flinging it. Bro, and he's going to be in his home stadium if they win.
I think
warm.
That is cool though. That is cool.
It will be warm. He'll be flinging the thing.
I do think it will be mad cool that the Bucks will host a Super Bowl if they get there.
First time ever. Never happened.
But nah, I want to see the top two versus the top two QBs in the league. That's Brady and Mahomes. That's I said Brady. That's
I think
Rodgers and Mahomes.
I think both matchups are cool, but I think the passing of the torch type situation.
The torch has been passed.
Mahomes and Brady have battles against, like they've already played what 3-4 times, and they got battles against each other.
Here's why Brady winning and going to the Super Bowl will be the worst goddamn thing of all time. Because for 2 straight weeks, you're gonna hear Tampa Bay said 9 million goddamn times on TV, and I'm gonna jump off a fucking bridge.
You already got your talking to about Heat culture. Do you want someone a Buccaneer? Yeah, you want really hate do you want him, Dick bro. Vitale to come on the pod and talk to you about Buccaneer culture?
Adam? No, I have beef with Dick Vitale dating back to college.
Oh, whoa!
Can you explain that beef?
No, it's for a different time.
Who would have beef with Dick Vitale?
I have some.
Well, oh, I think only Adam would have beef with Dick Vitale, I guess.
Oh man, he must have.
What did he? Did Dick Vitale steal a girlfriend from you?
No, that didn't happen. No.
I mean, you were in college fucking 20 years ago.
You were in college when Dick Vitale was still like 30.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys are running in the same area. No, that did not happen. I get what you guys are saying, but. Adam, as a Jets fan, don't you want to see the pain of Patriots fans having to watch Tom Brady play in a Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No. We don't. The Patriots.
You're not a Jets fan. You're a Giants fan.
Yeah, Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls in the last 20 years. They're gonna shit on me for the rest of eternity. Until the day I'm in the ground, they're gonna laugh at me. So no, yeah, even Tom Brady winning, that's not gonna be painful for them. What do they care?
Yeah. They're gonna root for Tom Brady.
That's bullshit. If you don't think it would,
no, be. I bet you there's a lot of them will root for Tom Brady.
There's a large contingent of Patriot fans that will root for Tom Brady and tell fuck Bill Belichick for sending him off.
You think they just turned on Tom Brady because he left?
You guys don't think that would hurt them at all?
They'll be rooting for him.
No, it doesn't hurt them.
No,
they have 6 titles.
Yeah, what do they care?
What is hurting them? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm on Tampa. I'm on Tampa Bay this weekend. I think.
Just kill me. I get it.
That's disgusting.
I get it. I get you guys are Aaron Rodgers fans and you want him to get to a second Super Bowl. What? You guys love Aaron Rodgers.
He makes good commercials.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers, but.
He makes better commercials than your boy.
What's going to be annoying as fuck, Adam? If Mahomes and Rodgers are in the Super Bowl, certain commercials are going to be nonstop. I don't want to give anybody free ads on the pod. No free press.
The only thing I want to know about those state f-ing commercials is how many goddamn arm curls Jake from state f-ing does because he does zero legs in the gym. Zero.
Who's ever noticed that?
Misha, make sure you bleep that company.
Yeah, no free press.
No free press.
No free press.
Bleep. God, what is wrong with you?
Stop saying
no free press. When we say no free press, we mean it, Adam. All right.
No slander for a possible sponsor.
Exactly. And if they end up sponsoring it, I can't wait to see every one of those commercials during Super Bowl week.
Yes.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Zion, it's going to be bittersweet that we're not at the Super Bowl this year.
No, I'm very sweet. It's going to be very sweet for me.
This time last year,
I literally told you when we went to the Super Bowl, I was like, yo, that's cool. I knocked this off my bucket list. I don't have to do it again.
This time last year, we were rubbing shoulders with Lamar Jackson, having fun down in Orlando.
And getting COVID.
Yeah, we got it out of the way, Adam. So what do you want to say?
Also, quick question. How many gentlemen clubs would you two frequent if you were down in Tampa?
I'm a holy man.
That's not
okay, pal. Well, yeah.
What's the over-under set on? 3.5?
I was going to set it at 2.5.
I'm a holy man.
I would go over, Adam.
I'm going to visit the local churches in
Miami.
Yeah, okay. The local communities.
Yeah. Zion's going to do community service when he goes to the
Talk about a little bullshit.
Yeah,
oh,
all right. Goodness. So those are our recaps, or not our previews of NFL Championship Weekend. It should be a great weekend of football. As Zion said, there's going to be some great NBA hoops also this weekend, notably Nets Heat. Nets, I know Nets. Lakers Bucks play Thursday night. Are you guys excited for that?
Yeah, that's a good game.
Nets Bucks was the game of the season so far.
That was a beautiful game.
Adam, did you catch that one?
I was tuned in for that game. Yes.
That was the game of the season, easily.
Agreed.
Lakers Bucks would be good after Lakers got a little punch from Steph Curry.
I woke up surprised at that morning to see that Steph fought back and got himself a win. Yeah. I'm just, Adam, how many days until Zion is freaking out about Kyrie coming back and ruining the chemistry of Harden and Katie?
Over under 6.5.
That's high.
Days? Also, I really enjoyed days, that yeah. Duke loss on Tuesday night to Pittsburgh.
Bro, let me cover this. Number one, at this point, college basketball season just doesn't count. Bro,
because
look at Kentucky's dead. Kentucky has a losing record. They're 4-8.
Good. Who cares?
UNC is bad. Duke is bad.
Oh well.
When you have three of those,
didn't UConn just lose? UConn just lost.
Excuse me. Okay, they lost a conference game. Number one.
My point is, when those three teams are bad, college basketball is crap.
Is Duke making the tournament?
I don't know. We'll see. It's a lot of games.
Typical fraudulent takes right there by your design. Duke is 500 and you want to cancel the season.
I'm not saying cancel. I'm saying college basketball is suffering right now. It is suffering because Duke is not good. Kentucky is not good. And USC is not good.
Isn't like Drake and Gonzaga like the two best teams in college basketball?
Gonzaga and Baylor are the best two teams. That should tell you enough.
Drake?
That should tell you enough.
Drake's good. I see people talking about Drake on my timeline.
He's probably talking to John Rothstein tweets talking about Drake.
I follow John Rothstein. I love his tweets.
Yeah, Drake is undefeated.
See? Adam, what do you got to say? What do you got to say about that? Who's tapped into the hoops now, okay, buddy?
I have no retort.
Yeah you cares? Have nothing.
Who cares? Drake is not
but Zion's out. Calling it a fraudulent season.
It is. Count. Nobody's watching. It's really bad.
Product. How do you know that nobody's watching?
Listen, let me tell you too. Well, look at the ratings. But let me tell you too. We have reached the end of basketball college's peak. The peak of college basketball was Zion's year. And the start of that peak was John Wall going to Kentucky.
You're talking about the sport in general?
We have watched the greatest era of college basketball. It's over now. Players are going to Oklahoma State to play basketball. You think people want to watch that?
Cade Cunningham, did you guys see the report about Tennessee was giving recruits McDonald's bags with money in it? Cade Cunningham might have got a McDonald's bag with some.
A lot of people get McDonald's bags.
Cameron Indoor too, buddy. Yeah,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Jalen Johnson got a McDouble, if you know what I mean.
I cannot say
super size bag.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson can said super size.
Listen, whoever's listening that knows me and that follows me from Duke. From the Duke world, I cannot confirm any of that.
We should get Jay Billis back on the pod because I think that was maybe your most bold.
Yeah, I want friend of the podcast Jay Billis to shit on you for that terrible take.
I don't know if you would shit on him. I have no idea if Zion's wrong or not, but that's a pretty bold take to say that college basketball is essentially dead.
It's dead. It's dead and it's not going to be.
It's suffering right now. I wouldn't say it's dead, pal.
It's suffering
from the lack of fans. The atmosphere sucks, but it's not dead.
It's almost dead, bro.
Although it's going to be weird to have Sweet 16 and Elite 8 games on Monday.
The tournament schedule was very weird.
Yeah.
It's all in Indiana.
And if it doesn't include Duke, Kentucky, or UNC, nobody's going to watch.
Oh, so you're not going to watch?
Nope. I've never experienced Duke not playing a tournament in my lifetime. That just tells me.
Turn out after their first round exits.
Huh?
You turn out of the NCAA tournament after their first round exits.
No, but if they lose in the Elite Eight, it's very hard for me to watch the Final Four.
I would imagine that.
You're a sore loser.
Yeah, I am.
As we wrap up this podcast, go listen to the UD episode from earlier this week. I also want to get well wishes to close friend of the pod, CJ McCollum. He broke his foot.
Oh, yeah, very sad. Very sad because he was
balling. CJ was hooping.
This was an all-star year for him.
He broke his foot. He's out, 4 to 6 weeks, I think I saw Sham said.
Yeah.
So, CJ, get well. We wish you well on your recovery, your rehab. That sucks. Stay safe. Any other well wishes we need to get out?
You had a question you wanted to pose, and you never got to it.
About what?
You said you had a question you're going to get to after we got done with the NFL.
No, it was the QB matchup you guys want to see.
Oh, okay.
It was the QB matchup, and we're just on opposite sides.
I've got no more business to bring to the table.
You don't want to. There's nothing you want to get off your chest about maybe a certain person leaving to go to Florida or anything. Now's your time.
What about a person leaving on the aircraft today?
Leaving a certain house. Yeah.
My vote was cast back in November for the current president of the United States. Joseph, whatever the hell his middle name is, Biden.
Robinette Biden.
Robinette, there we go. And I am ecstatic that Agent
Orange.
You voted
for Kanye, bro. You definitely voted for Kanye.
Kanye was on the Adam state ballot.
Adam wrote in Raekwon as his
vote. Actually, Raekwon would be a million times better commander in chief than Kanye would be. So actually,
not okay.
I was about to say, where are you going with this? I was like,
I'd rather have the chef running the show than fucking Kanye. That's for sure.
Kanye's got enough problems right now. All right. That's our show this week. I'm so sad that football's ending, but let's enjoy this last weekend. Let's enjoy some hoops this weekend. Everybody stay safe. Stay inside if you can. Mask up. We love y'all. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Shout to Apple Podcasts. We are still in their fan favorite section on the sports section. That means a lot to us. We love y'all for that. Go drop your reviews, drop those 5-star reviews. Let us know who you guys want to hear on the podcast. Guests, topics, everything. Let us know. As football season winds down, we're going to get into some new ways to do this Thursday episode. So we're excited about that. It's going to involve you guys a lot more fan interaction. So we're excited about that. Until next time, we love y'all. Have a safe one. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.